working on it.
Wilson's been deadly in the mid-range here tonight.
Wilson is working on that. She's putting on a clinic in the mid-range.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
Torches on the right center field. He's carrying the ball.
And it's home run number 47 for the Big Show. Oh, he lights up this crowd. It is a 2-1 score now. Ohtani is at 47 home runs and 47 stolen bases.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
Swing the high drive. Way up there. Way back. Way gone. The Red Sox walk it off at Fenway.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080, The Fan.
All right, 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader 1080, The Fan. Good morning. Happy Thursday, everybody.
What is happening?
Shannon.
Hey, Shannon.
Shannon.
Tone it down. You're live on Instagram right now, Shannon.
Shannon. Swag, can you tell Shannon he's on again?
You let him know that
he left his camera on.
Yeah.
That was good for them. Good for them. Shannon Sharp on the show. He's off camera right now, as you can tell, handling his business.
Oh, my God. I saw that yesterday, and I'm like, there's no way this, oh, my God, this is real. This actually happened. He went live, getting freaky with the lady. Michelle Beadle had to send out a tweet saying, it wasn't me.
Because he said Michelle.
Yeah, he did. He said the name.
Oh, my God.
And I check on some things yesterday,
Swag,
man.
Swag, did you see this? This is
no.
Okay, do you know
I don't.
What we're referencing?
No.
All right. Shannon Sharp yesterday afternoon was trending. And I was like, oh, why is Shannon Sharp trending? What did he say today?
He figured he had some ridiculous hot take.
Or is he dead? Is Shannon Sharp alive? When somebody trends, it's either you said something really stupid or you died. Did we lose Shannon Sharp yesterday?
So I clicked Shannon Sharp on the trending thing, and the first thing that pops up is a video with a grainy camera pointed at what looks like a wood table or floor. And it's about a minute and a half long, 2 minutes. And it's Shannon Sharp giving some lady the business.
Oh, she's getting it.
He went live on Instagram, and then he claimed to be hacked. And then he did like a club Shay Shay at night last night and said, nah, you know, I had sex. I was live.
And what do you want from me?
My heart dropped. I felt awful. I don't even know how to get on Instagram live.
I don't even know what button I pressed, man. I pressed the wrong button, and everybody around the country heard that.
But I would argue this. Embarrassing to have yourself being recorded live having sex with your significant other. Probably for most of us, I think Shannon Sharp raised his profile.
Yes, he
now,
did.
It was his partner, significant other.
I don't know what his love life is. Okay. There is a lady that did the digging, and the name is Michelle. And so this gal, women are amazing at this, by the way. My wife can do this too.
Finding out who it is. Yeah.
And, somebody had looked into his following on Instagram, and there were like four Michelles, and two of them were like, I can't remember how she deduced it, but basically came to the conclusion, this is who she is, and her picture was all out there. And it was like, that's
people
who he's
found her that quickly,
yeah,
man.
Dude, this lady found her in 5 minutes.
That is wild.
She goes, it took me all 5 minutes to find out who he was doing.
find a Michelle, find one that he's following. They follow each other.
She's a good-looking older gal.
She's clearly correspondence back and forth through the two of them, and I would be willing to bet that's who it was.
As long as the decision was mutual and on the up and up.
Oh no, they were both.
Oh, it was okay. Yeah. They were both having a great time.
There was some deep grunting from Shannon.
Wow.
He was taking her to church.
Like, whoa!
Giving her the Holy Spirit.
Shannon, calm down, man. The question becomes: Paul Pierce got fired from ESPN for having strippers live on Instagram.
Well,
and also being terrible at his job.
I would argue that.
Shannon Sharp, not terrible at his job, although he does call Stephen A. Skip occasionally, which is quite enjoyable.
He gets names
skip,
wrong from time
skip,
to time.
Skip, skip,
skip. I still love when he banged the table. Skip.
Damn it, Shannon. Damn it. Got to be better than that.
One's white, one's black, but no big deal.
No, they're very different people, but okay. And I want to see what the response is. Kudos to him, though. Like, the hack thing is such an easy, like, don't go there.
Well, why are you giving him kudos then? Because that was his initial.
Because he at least later that night realized how dumb that was and owned up to it. Like, nobody's going to hack your phone and make your phone go live on Instagram while you happen to be having sex with somebody.
Yeah.
Like, what? That's just not, it's not plausible. It's not conceivable.
Right.
You did this accidentally. Own up to it. She seemed to be enjoying it. So clearly it was a good performance. Say, hell yeah, that was me. See how long it lasted? It's a great run, man.
They all got to their happy place.
Everybody got there.
Everybody got there. You don't watch that video and think, somebody got left out of the party.
No, everybody made their destination.
I think she started partying before he did.
She did, man.
Which is always like, as a guy, you're just like, hey, good job. Way to not get that finished. I'm
trying to take notes, Shannon. What'd you do there? What was the move there, man? What were you thinking?
Have you seen Shannon Sharp?
Yeah, I don't think I could pull that off.
I think just being Shannon Sharp is how he got there.
It's a big-ass dude, man.
Well, yeah, he is a big-ass dude. What a moment. What a time. Instagram live.
Of all the times to go accidentally live too, it's hilarious. Like, not just randomly walking around the kitchen cooking dinner, not just, you know, having a stupid conversation with somebody.
Yeah.
You click a button to go live.
So
as somebody who does not have an Instagram account.
Sure.
Is it,
I'm looking it up because I don't go on Instagram
Live. Is it that easy to mistakenly go
Instagram
Live?
I don't think that it is.
Or do you have to go through a series of maneuvers to
Do you guys organize your apps?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah.
So like your screen looks like this?
Yes.
Okay. So do I. So I have social media. So I have to open one tab to get to my tabs.
You got your little box with the other boxes inside of
it. And then I got to scroll to get to my Instagram. Then I click the Instagram. See, I'd be honest with you. This is going to sound all. I don't know how to go live.
So okay. I think you. Hold on. Should we go live
so
right now
clearly
on Instagram?
We don't need to go live. I'm just curious, like the steps to go live.
So I think you click your story.
Yeah.
And then that camera. Plus. And then there's at the bottom, there's a post story, real, or live.
Yeah, it's one thing
and
to
And that's
hit,
how you go live.
It's one thing to hit a button. To go through all those steps.
It's a lot of steps to get to.
You know what? I'm going to take the take. I'll take this list.
No, I have on, because I have a Droid. I've never owned an Apple ever.
We're well aware. We're in group chat.
Yeah, we get your green text every day.
Way too green.
Yeah.
Calm down.
Way too green.
So I have some on my like main screen when I get into my phone. There are a few buttons that go instantly to specific apps.
Sure.
I don't have. So he probably has Instagram, I'm thinking, there.
Well, here's the take then today.
But you still have to go into the app and do something else and do something else to get to Instagram.
Yes,
because he did like a whole deep apology of like how he felt awful. He said Ocho called him. You can hear his phone going off too during the sex.
And people are trying to alert him like, dude, your phone's off.
It's just like American Pie all of a sudden.
It is.
He said I had people FaceTime me that I never FaceTimed before. And so Ocho Cinco, his podcast co-host, he did a phone call. He got Ocho on the phone. He goes, Shannon, you're live. And he's like, live? What, Ocho? He goes, you're live. What are you talking about? Sounded like you were having sex. Oh.
Uh-oh.
Here's the take today. Given the steps you have to do to go live.
Purpose pitch. Yeah.
I mean, dude.
Is this contract up anytime soon? Shannon's trying to get his name out there.
What if Shannon Sharp was the first ESPN national television personality to have an OnlyFans?
Ooh.
I think ladies would pay to watch Shannon Sharp do that.
Are there a lot of dude OnlyFans out there? Is that a big market?
I don't know what the market is for I know this, and I talked about this with our coworkers about a year ago. The highest grossing celebrity on OnlyFans is Tyga.
Tyga, really?
Tyga makes like $60 million a year.
What does he? Is he having sex on OnlyFans?
I don't know what Tyga does on the OnlyFans, but he's doing something to earn $60 million a year.
It's a lot of money, Bob.
It is.
That is a lot of money. Break that down on a month-to-month basis. You imagine that, just going live in your personal life and then getting a check every three weeks for like
$5
million a month?
Yeah, no, it'd be amazing.
Not a bad gig. He's already a high-paid dude, but maybe this is his next route. He just shows off his abs and you get weird muffled sex sounds in the background and people are going to pay $2.99 a month for that.
I mean, you would imagine, I was actually disheartened as we start the show, there is an article from a radio-only website and it's literally titled, "If you're a host, should you agree to take a pay cut? 8 reasons why it's a smart idea." And I'm like, who wrote this garbage?
Who's getting the corporate money to write that article right there?
Do you love your job? It might be worth taking a pay cut. It's like, do you see society?
Do you want to keep doing this? Do it for cheaper.
Unbelievable. But
this is our route then. If that's the way we got to go, we might have to go OnlyFans too.
But he might be tapped. Right? Like, he makes his money on his Club Shay Shay stuff. That's a separate entity.
That is true.
ESPN pays him, but ESPN might be saying, we're not going to pay you more than this.
Yeah, we're not doing great. We're firing people.
You got to find a market.
You got to find an extra revenue stream.
Old, buff, black dude, just railing chicks.
Just getting down.
That's getting him a couple mil a year, at least.
The funniest thing is if he starts filming that content and that becomes the next step for Shannon Sharp, is that at like the end of the video, he's sitting there like naked on the edge of the bed. Hey, coming up tomorrow on First Take, guys, we're going to talk Cowboys lost this weekend. Can you believe that loss? Are you kidding me? They didn't get that win. We're also going to talk about the NBA playoffs, LeBron or MJ. We're going to have that debate for the 20,000th time. Gives you a little show tease at the end of it. Oh, by the way, so-and-so's hopping on the show at 8:30. It's going to be a great show. Talk to you guys tomorrow.
Steven. Damn it. It's a disturbing image.
I just want to
know. I have him sitting at the edge of his bed naked with his legs just like folded naturally. Hey, Shannon Sharp here.
Wiping his head off with a towel. He's got a towel. A lot of sweat involved. You know,
one of those church towels that you just like pat yourself
with. How about that, guys? Huh? Do you enjoy that? So, coming up tomorrow, the Warriors, is their dynasty done? Steph Curry, is he going to demand a trade? That's at 6:15 on First Take.
As she's slowly getting up and like limping to the bathroom because she was kind of in pain but enjoying it.
Waddling away. I just want to know.
He's slowly putting his glasses back
on. The theory of it being purposeful is pretty funny to think about. If it's not, I want to know what he was doing. Like, was he taking other pictures with his phone? Was he doing other things on Instagram?
He said he's never been on Instagram live before.
How do you make that mistake? That's where I just have a hard time squaring this one up.
That's why I'm going purpose pitch.
Like, nobody's. People have accidentally butt dialed me. That still happens. I don't know how, but from time to time, I'll get a random call, and then I'll get a text 2 minutes later, be like, oh, sorry, my bad, that was a butt dial.
I have accidentally opened my phone somehow. I have a locked screen. I have accidentally somehow opened it in a pocket, opened it up, and I have somebody's text, and like, their name is popped up, and it's like, call, send message, and I'm like, how did this happen?
What the hell? No, I don't want to call that, but just make sure it's not the wrong person, too. The only one I ever accidentally do is you can press two buttons, and it leads to, like, an emergency call.
Oh, yeah.
And I do that from time to time when I'm, like, holding my phone, and it's like, are you sure you want to call 911? I'm like, no, don't do it.
Well, we're no Shannon Sharps on this show.
No.
But we're ready to go on a Thursday.
Definitely not a Shannon Sharp.
Well, I mean, you don't have to say that so emphatically.
I think it's implied.
Are you even a Shannon?
Maybe a Sharp. I'll give me a Sharp. Can I go Sharp?
I might be a
just the part of it.
I think to do what he was doing, you got to earn that Annan.
You do.
Know what I mean? You got to really get past that and get that Annan.
No Annan yet for us.
I didn't earn that Annan, no.
No.
Well, it is a busy show. There's a lot to get into today. We had some breaking news very late last night. I didn't go to bed again until almost 11 because this breaking news kept me up and I kept reading. I kept thinking.
I think it's official now, too. Like, it was, the invites were out and they were going to be accepted and it was supposed to break at 6 o'clock this morning and there it is 6 minutes ago. There's your tweet.
And this is kind of a weird position for us because I had a show sheet and now I don't know what to do with my show sheet. How to redo the show sheet. I think I'm going to do a little bit of a peekaboo here and then we'll dive back in at 7, and so we'll do like a quick pause and then dive back in. Does that sound...
That sounds fair.
Does that sound like the right way to do this?
I'm okay with that. I'm okay. We can get to it, let it breathe a little bit, and then get back to it at the top of the hour.
Jessamyn McIntyre of Coug Sidelines and 93.3 KJR is going to join us. We had lined this up to just talk Apple Cup, and now we've got a gift of breaking news to talk with the Apple Cup.
I was actually going to get to a Cougar story today about how their rating for the Texas Tech game was a really encouraging sign for their invite to a Power Four conference. That was in my notes.
They had
a really good number.
They had better ratings than Auburn Cal.
Yes, and it was an 8 o'clock Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern kick. Yep. Or no, 10. I think it was a 7 o'clock kick was the Wazoo games, but still, 7 o'clock at night, 10 o'clock Eastern.
So we have a lot to get to. Let's get it going, Dirt and Sprague. We start with the local breaking news. Do a little peekaboo on that. Let's get it going on the Fan.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right. We have an interesting show today. Started with some hot Shannon Sharp sex talk.
Nice. Peek-a-boo. Nice sex sounds right out of the gate.
It's great.
P1 Chain said, I was not ready for that. Thanks, guys. You're welcome. Happy Thursday.
You know, none of us were.
No.
But when Shannon's getting it on, all you can do is just sit and listen.
Just sit and listen, man.
What, am I going to tell Shannon Sharp to stop?
Nope. I'm not telling him that.
I'm just going to turn my back and let him finish his business. Let's peekaboo a little bit, and we'll get into it at 7. The news came out last night, roughly at around 9.
Right as I was getting ready to go to bed. Sending out my show tweet. Here's what's coming up tomorrow. Thankfully, this news came before I sent that tweet.
Well, thankfully, you guys were awake. I texted both of you, whoa, and I didn't really expect an answer. And I loved Swag's typical Swag response. What game are you watching?
Huh? What do you got your eyes on right now? What baseball game you watching?
As a Christ, Swag, get on Twitter once in your life, please.
There's a bit of breaking news right now as it pertains to the show. It's a pretty big deal.
Ross Dellinger, and this has been made official. Not that you can't trust Ross Dellinger. I think Dellinger's proven himself to be just as trustworthy as anybody in the country.
Yeah.
He tweeted last night, the Pac-12 is mobilizing a long-discussed plan to rebuild the league with additions from the Mountain West. Oregon State and Washington State are targeting Boise, San Diego State, Fresno, and Colorado State. Those schools are applying for membership. That is official this morning.
Yep.
And now you dive into what this means, how people feel. They need two more teams. They got to get to the 8-team mark.
This won't start till 2026. So you got 2 years to figure it out.
You got 2 years to figure it out. There are some that think they're going to make this decision quicker rather than later. I don't know. I can't confirm that. But last night, Ross Dellinger giving us some breaking news, some local breaking news.
It is breaking news. You can always count on the Pac-12. You can't count on for much. But giving our show breaking news, you can count on them for that.
Pac-12 after dark.
They have been consistent in that regard. And this was another case of like, look at this. The night before the show, we finally get news that we could talk about first. And this didn't come out at 11:30 on a Wednesday. And then it's exhausted by the time we hit the air. This is just the start. It is important to remember that. You mentioned they have to get to 8, so I imagine they wanted to put this together and then see who they could attract from there. And now start planning your next move, start making other phone calls, who might be interested in joining this conference. I've seen a lot of either wacky optimism that this is the best thing ever, and I've seen a lot of takes of this is the death of the program, and there doesn't really seem to be an in-between. I'm not in your tribe, but let me give you my 2 cents.
As you wear your duck sweatshirt.
I had already set this out, okay? I put out my clothes before I go to bed. So this is already pre-planned.
Do you really
out.
Put your clothes out the day
I do. Morning? I don't want to worry about digging through drawers in the morning. I just have it out on the counter in the bathroom so I'm ready to go when I get up. My read on it is twofold. One, I don't feel like the Big 12 was a viable path. Just from what we've heard, the smoke that's been out there, their focus has shifted towards basketball schools and wanting big fish. They want to go big game hunting. They want Florida State, Clemson, Miami. That's what they want. That's what they need. And there has been no chatter out there with the Oregon State, Washington State, and the Big 12. Mm-hmm. So that would never seem like a viable option for me. So considering that, it felt like your options were down to two. And it was either A, this, basically rebuild the Pac-12 with Mountain West schools and other Group of Five schools, maybe some other power schools if they're looking to get out or something happens to their conference, or wait around and see what happens to the ACC. The tough part with that is, when's it going to happen? Is there a guaranteed invite for you on the board? And how many schools are going to be left in the ACC when that crumble happens? If Clemson, Florida State, Miami, North Carolina, Virginia Tech, like Virginia, what if all of them leave? Would you prefer playing in a conference with Pitt and Syracuse and Wake Forest and Georgia Tech? Or would you prefer this? And I think this was the decision that they were faced with of, again, waiting for something to happen to you or making something happen for you. And they chose the latter, and this is the move they made.
You said waiting for the invite. What did you mean there?
Well, if everybody is seemingly saying that the ACC will crumble and then Oregon State will get an invite, is there a guarantee that's there?
If it crumbles, that means you're telling me then that probably means Florida State, Clemson are gone?
Florida State, Clemson,
Miami. Why would
Miami?
I want to go to the ACC?
Well, that's my whole point. Yeah. So if that's what you're waiting for...
I would think I'm now competing with the ACC to either they keep their schools or I take a couple
of their schools.
That would be my
and that's
initial takeaway.
And that's why I didn't view... I understand the doom and gloom and the realization of what this means. Like, I'm not going to tell any Oregon State fan how to feel. I looked at what the options were on the table, and I have a hard time thinking that this wasn't, unfortunately, the best option that was in front of you.
Well, yeah, I think the Big 12 part, like, that's always pie in the sky, optimistic hope, but why would they not have taken you if they wanted you?
They had a shot last offseason,
and
they
said thanks, but no thanks. Yep. So I think you're right on that. You know, the ACC thing certainly doesn't feel very stable. But that lawsuit, I don't know how long that lawsuit's going to take.
No clue.
So I think it's okay to bring up the ACC. Totally logical. Obviously, we would think of Cal Stanford in this scenario. From what I gathered last night, and this broke so late for me and us that I wasn't going to stay up so late, but Cal Stanford signed their grant of rights to the ACC. Now they're getting a what did you say? So like 30% of that
share? They get 30% for the first 7 years.
Such a bad deal.
70% in like year 8 and 9, and then 75% moving
forward.
When
do they get to 100?
I don't
know. 2037. When the next deal comes up.
Okay, so my immediate thought,
which is where
was,
Oregon and Washington are with the Big 10. They're not getting the full share until the next TV deal.
My immediate thought was, okay, I know they probably had to sign over. How easy would it be for Cal and Stanford to get out of it?
Well, but
and would the ACC? I can't imagine.
Why would the ACC want that?
They won't let them get out.
I wouldn't want that
unless the conference crumbles.
Stanford, the academic thing works for them. So does Cal, actually. Yeah. And then also you get the Bay Area TV stuff. And I know they don't watch or care about those teams there, but it matters to these execs clearly. So I guess I would just counter with, why would the ACC just say, yeah, we just brought you in. Go away for almost nothing. I don't know if that makes a lot of sense. And so if that's the scenario and they don't fold within the next 6 months, I don't know the likelihood. I had 8 different opinions on this in a span of 20 minutes last night.
Yeah.
I was like, what? No, this is good. No.
Horrible. Good. Bad.
And I think I've kind of landed on... and I hope to be wrong on this, that Oregon State and Washington State did what you said. They evaluated the landscape, and they said, unless something crazy drastic happens, we need to act, and we need to act now.
Yep.
And we're going to be the best Group of Five we can be because the Power Conference dream is over. And so I can understand the frustration from a lot of Beaver fans today of – it kind of feeling like you're just packing it in a sense and saying we're basically being the Mountain West, but we're calling it the Pac-12 because that's what's happening here. You may peel off a couple of those. In fact, I think UNLV Air Force, and maybe you try like hell to see if you can convince Gonzaga to go to your conference for all the non-football stuff. But I think largely that's where this goes. I'd love to have Cal Stanford in. It makes sense, but I just don't know why the ACC would willingly let them walk.
No.
And I don't know if anybody's in a position to be paying money. They're going to pay $18 million for these schools to buy out of the Mountain West.
Yeah.
Well, and it was it's cheaper for them to do it now than to wait. Because in the final, if they go in the last year, it's $36 million exit fee to get out of the Mountain West. So that's why there was some urgency if you were going to decide to do this. If they couldn't work out a deal where they join the Mountain West or, you know, whatever that's why they're acting now, because it's actually cheaper for those schools in terms of an exit fee to announce it now than next year.
It was at least kind of nice to see them finally get to stab somebody in the back. They've been stabbed in the back so many times, they got to take a knife to the back of the Mountain West. Hey, thanks for your partnership for 1 year. We're taking your best schools.
Yeah.
I know. I'm trying to be positive Patty here today. I get why Beaver fan feels the way that they feel. I genuinely do.
I don't think you need to be a positive Patty. I think you just got to evaluate this on how you view it and how you look at it. And I was positive Patty. I was pessimistic bummer Brandon. I was all kinds of things yesterday. I think the reality is the reality. If there was something better out there, they don't do this.
No.
And so, like, if you tell me the next two teams added are UNLV, and I just keep using Air Force just because, I won't sit here and be like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
They're really just going to be a Power Five or a Group of Five and be totally cool with that. That's what it seems is likely. You hope you get, like, a streaming ESPN weird kind of media deal where Kyle Bonagher was throwing out $10 million a year, and I'm like,
it's not much, man.
Damn.
It's not much. I think the Apple TV deal probably comes back into play. Maybe it's an expanded...
Not for 23. Why would they pay 23 for that?
Maybe it's the CW deal that they've kind of cooked up for the short term and they find something there. You do have a lot of money to play with, so that's the benefit they have going for them, winning all those lawsuits, that they have a bit of a war chest and they can be aggressive.
But they had four teams, right? The four teams they added? Boise, San Diego State, Fresno, and...
Colorado State.
So what's like 17, 18 times four, Swag?
Let's see, 34, 68 million.
So there's 68 million.
That's a lot of money, man.
Well, and that's not what everybody's exit fee is going to be. That was just the deal for the Mountain West schools. So
that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, and my focus now would shift towards UNLV would be next on my list.
Mountain West school.
It is a Mountain West school, so you had to pay the same fee. But
it's a
Vegas,
good TV market.
It's a great market. They're off to a really good start in football. It's a known historical basketball program. Mm-hmm. I know it was a long time ago, but UNLV makes a lot of sense. And
I think they all play baseball, too.
Yeah, which would be nice. And then I would want to get into the state of Texas. UTSA, where do you want to go down there? Pick your poison. Call one of them up. My focus would now be, if I'm Oregon State and Washington State and the Pac-12, how do we become the Group of Five conference that is the best in the country? And how do we, you're never going to be able to guarantee it, but set yourself in a position where the champion in football of that conference, because that's the sport that matters most, let's just be honest, the champion of that conference is going to have a really good shot at making the college football playoff every year. That would be my ultimate goal of how do I get to that point? Because right now you have Liberty out there, Tulane, like these teams are in different conferences. And so you have three different Group of Five conferences where their champion is going to be competing for that spot. How many of those teams can I go? Hell, I would call Tulane. I would do Tulane. You want to come in? Let's get down into the Bayou, man. Let's get down in New Orleans. What's their buyout of the American Athletic Conference? Can't be that steep. You got the money to do it. Can you entice them to come join? That would be my focus.
So just be the best Group of Five.
Yeah. And if I tell you, this is the hard part, because nobody knows how this is going to go 10 years from now, right? Like, we all wish we could look into the future. This might be a horrible decision. It might be a great decision. I don't know. If I tell you 10 years from now that because of that, Oregon State's made the college football playoff three times, do you feel differently about it?
I think if you make the playoff, you certainly do feel differently about it. I think the tough part is it's not a given. Boise State?
No, it's not a given.
Really stinking good. Have been for what? 20 years?
I mean, it's a great program. They might go to the playoff this year.
Yeah, they certainly look the part. They look like they're capable of doing it. And so if you don't go to the playoff, still a great deal?
No, probably not. That's the only silver lining.
It hinges on you needing all your ducks in a row and to be better.
Be a good program.
Yeah. Well, to not only be a good program, but to like consistently be competing against the other programs who talent-wise are at your level.
Yeah.
And by the way, you staying in this longer, your talent is going to continue to drop.
More than likely.
That's just the obvious thing that happens in that sport, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. So we'll get back into this coming up at 7 a.m., but a little peekaboo at the news last night. The breaking news that Oregon State, Washington State are trying to rebuild the Pac-12, and they're starting with four Mountain West schools, Boise State, San Diego State, Fresno, and Colorado State. So there was that news from Ross Dellinger last night. What's going on in these two situations? Next on The Fan. Oh, and just like we got more thoughts. I wanted to share more thoughts on the Pac-12 stuff. We'll get to that at the top of the hour.
A lot of meat on that bone, Bob.
There's a lot of meat on that bone.
People are fired up today.
They should be.
Yes, they should.
Whether you're pissed or you're happy or excited, you're unsure, it's big news.
It is. We've been waiting. People have been wanting to know what the answer is, and now we got the answer.
I have two NFL things here in this segment I wanted to throw at you.
Love it.
Really scheduled for 6:15, but obviously that got derailed. The first is, should the NFL be obligated to make Deshaun Watson sit until this latest allegation is investigated properly? Kevin Stefanski was asked if he'll start. He said absolutely. He also said he had no idea this was coming. Deshaun Watson also chimed in and said, I had no idea this was happening, though if you read the fine print, his attorneys were negotiating a settlement for this, and then they couldn't agree to anything, so this is why this came forward.
Yeah.
So that's weird. But given his history, I find it really odd that they're just going to let him play and that this dude might have sexually assaulted a woman, and he's the biggest of creepers in the last 2 years. We all have read and seen this stuff, and it's not a coincidence. It's not just... Guys, I hate to tell you this. It's not just every girl looking to get a payday.
Yeah.
Does this happen to Patrick Mahomes?
No,
is this happening to Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Dak? Well, Dak actually had a thing, but that one just missed.
They do have a CBA. There is a union. They do need to follow protocols. And because there are no criminal, if there was an actual criminal charge,
it's a civil lawsuit,
then it's an easier decision for the NFL to say, okay, you need to go away until this gets handled. But it's a civil lawsuit.
It's just disgusting.
It's horrible, but it's
bad.
The reality the NFL. Rashee Rice isn't going to miss any time this year because his court case proceeding is going to take the entire year
to play out.
They're
punting that to the end of the year.
And so they're not suspending him. They're not doing anything. And it's just you keep playing until we figure out what the hell the legal ramifications are. And that, unfortunately, is the situation that we're in. They should bench him for football reasons and non-football reasons. The Browns should want to say, hey, why don't we sit you out for a bit until we figure out where this entire thing's going to go? But when it's a civil lawsuit, there, unfortunately for them, is not much that you can do because of how powerful the Players Association is.
I just think it's such a bad look for your league to let this guy be playing football.
But it's also the reality of the NFL that nothing matters, that they can do anything. They could have all of their head coaches come out and like behead a puppy like that's happening in Springfield, Ohio, pre-kickoff at the 50-yard line, and there would be 30 million people watching their games every weekend.
I can't wait for breast cancer awareness. Support all our ladies.
That's right.
Deshaun Watson in pink.
I'm here for the ladies, fighting for the ladies.
Absolutely.
Deshaun Watson, fan of the ladies.
Did you see the Arizona stuff? It's very interesting. I know the Cardinals aren't a big talking conversation.
I did not see any Cardinals.
I have eyeballed this storyline because I'm looking at that line and I'm considering gambling on that game.
Marvin Harrison Jr. made his debut. He had one catch for 4 yards. They didn't look at him at all.
Oh, you mean old Kyler's quotes?
There's some interesting buzz building in Arizona of the Kyler Murray, Marvin Harrison Jr. chemistry.
It's not my job to throw him the football. I mean, it kind of is. You are the quarterback of the team.
Harrison said, oh, we're all good. It's all good. Just got to build that chemistry on the field. Kyler's out here. It's like, we're 1 week into the year, and you guys are already having to answer questions about your chemistry problems.
That's a great start to your season in Arizona, and you blew a 17-0 lead in your first game. And
wanted Swag to lose so bad. I hate saying that, but I did.
It
would have been so funny.
His confidence deserved an L, but he ultimately gets the last laugh because his team found a way to win. And they get a pivotal game this weekend. It's a divisional game. They're playing the Rams at home. They're a slight favorite at home against the Rams. I've been sniffing that line all week. I'm just wondering, where are we going with it? I know the Rams got their issues on the offensive line.
You're zigging and maybe you should be zagging.
I should be. Is this a trap? I need to tweet Ken about this one today as well. Why is Arizona favored in this game? But you blow that lead. What is the number historically of 0-2 teams going to the playoffs? Like, it's not very good. So I know it doesn't seem like a massive game, but 0-2, that's a big hole to climb out of, especially in the NFC West, which might be the best division in football. This is a horrific start to your year. And is it wrong that just with the simple lawsuit stuff that the Harrison family went through, red flags for me went up.
Are you out here rooting against him?
I'm not rooting against him, but just like, really, like you're
it's
that malcontent like already.
It's
how many times
situation.
Like it was different when rookies could hold out for their specific contracts, but now it's in the CBA. This is how much you get paid. You can have a different signing bonus, this or that. But having the whole jersey thing and not signing and signing, and now there's a lawsuit. Like, just go. What are we doing, dude? Go play football. Why is this your focal point going into your first year in the NFL? Go win. Go be a great player, and all of this stuff will take care of itself, and you'll make a lot of money. That was red flags for me. Now you get this. He seems a little malcontent. Kyler's saying it's not my job to get him the football. It's my job to win games. Like, dude, major issues in Arizona.
Yeah, the Kyler stuff, I just, much like Bryce Young, I'm just never going to be in on a small quarterback. And you know, I watched almost the entire game on my quad box, and had some throws where I'm like, God, it's amazing he could throw the football over those offensive linemen. And other ones where I'm like, he can't see anything.
He's already banged up, too. He showed up on the injury report yesterday as well.
He's tiny.
It took one game because he had five carries for 57 yards, and that's not counting the sacks that he took.
He gets pushed. He's going to get hurt. These men are huge, man. Two just interesting little NFL observations from yesterday and listening to press conference stuff and then just kind of reading about the disgusting, just Cleveland, man.
Yep.
Bad place to be.
You dug your own grave. Now you got to lay in it. Have fun with that.
They're not enjoying it. No. I can tell you the fans are not enjoying it.
No.
It's a weird spot to be in.
They were enjoying it 3 years ago. They made excuses for it. Well, now it's, well, this guy's a scumbag. Why'd we pay him?
Yeah.
He didn't have any issues when the trade went down.
I got a couple more NFL notes I want to get to on the other side, and then we'll dive back in. Oregon State, Washington State have planted their Pac-12 flag firmly in it. They are in to rebuild the pack. We'll get to that at the top of the hour. Dirt and Sprague on the Fan. Something that made me chuckle yesterday, Dirt, and we'll get into the Pac-12 coming back. Did you see this report out of Minnesota that the Vikings players were actually starting to feel bad for Daniel Jones?
Let him have a completion, man. Give him a touchdown. Give him something.
Do you know how bad you need to be being beaten in an NFL game for those psycho gladiators to go, I kind of feel bad right now.
Yeah, because he got heckled. I don't know if you saw the videos of him walking out of the stadium after the game. No. Giants fans are heckling him. Like, things are not going great for Daniel Jones.
I'm in a weird spot with that because, like, you can certainly say, well, that's what the money's for, and I totally get it. But also, imagine being a human being, and, like, it's one thing to be booed at your job. It's another to just go exist outside of your job, and you're still being booed.
Here's the thing. His days are numbered as a starting quarterback in the NFL. It will likely come to an end. If I were a Giants fan, I would hope sometime in the regular season.
Well, I think they're going to win this weekend.
You think they're going to beat the Commanders this weekend?
Why can't they?
Take down the Commies?
Have you seen the Commies?
I mean, the Commies weren't good, but I also have seen the Giants play. But it is the NFL, so I wouldn't be shocked if they won that game. The Commies aren't very good.
Yeah.
I mean, he's going to take home, like, he's taking home $100 million, man. That guy's set for the rest of his life.
Oh, I know.
What broadcasting gigs? He's going to go back and work in college.
He's from Duke, too, so you know it's invested
fine,
right. And
I just, you know who I feel bad for? Bryce Young. I feel bad for Bryce Young. That guy has to play for an ass organization. Shouldn't have been the number one overall pick because he's 5'4".
Why do you feel bad for Bryce Young and not?
Because he didn't get a $100 million guaranteed contract, and
got number one pick money.
He did. He got decent money, but not Daniel Jones money. Yeah. And this dude's set for the rest. He's got to eat turd sandwiches for the rest of the season every week and get his teeth kicked in, and then he gets to go live on a beach somewhere. Daniel Jones will be fine.
I find it funny that you do feel bad for one and not the other.
That's a size thing, too, probably. I feel bad for my small quarterbacks.
We also are getting absolutely screwed this weekend. I know it's the game of games, and people are getting really excited about it. There's been a lot of conversation. There's big anticipation. To not have Russ on the field against the Denver Broncos is the biggest of bummers.
Is it in Denver? Is it in Pittsburgh?
In Denver.
In Denver.
So it would quite literally be his return game if he was. Well, they say he's not healthy enough. I don't know if I buy that, but I think they're letting him save some face here because they've benched him. But nonetheless, I digress. We don't get a Russ Wilson at Denver Bronco game.
Want that revenge game. Him not playing might lead me to gamble on the Pittsburgh Steelers this weekend. That defense is nasty, dude.
Like, T.J. Watt?
T.J. Watt is going to eat Bo Nix for lunch. That's a really tough matchup to go against that defense in week two.
Is he the best edge rusher in football?
Yes.
Okay, because Miles Garrett, Micah Parsons.
I feel like there's a lot of numbers out there that show that Watt is indeed
the best.
Like, when
he plays.
When he plays.
Yeah.
And I saw, again, more slow-motion replays of the strip sack fumble that he had that got overturned in an absolute horrific call. He left right as the football was snapped. You could not have timed it better. And that he said after the game that they found something in the film with the snap and the way that the center functioned that he knew how to time it out. And boy, oh boy, did they figure that out. He you could make an argument that he single-handedly won that game.
I would, actually.
Like, how many defensive ends do you get out of it? And you're like, that guy literally won them the game. Not he had a big hand in that game. He won them the game.
Is there a team looming that, like, if they lose, it's the biggest of concerns for their season?
I would say Atlanta getting their teeth kicked in on Monday Night Football.
Atlanta's one I've circled of, like, man, how massive is that game for them? Because if Kirkers looks as timid and uncertain about himself and the situation, why is that going to get better?
Yeah. You're just hoping that he gets more comfortable, but you're not feeling great two games into the season. The only other one I would throw at you is a team that would lose in a, as an up as a favorite. Like, if the Jets go on the road and lose to Tennessee.
Well, does Saleh get fired if they lose to the Titans? The Titans are not good.
Titans just handed the Bears a win without letting them score an offensive touchdown. So if you can't beat that team, Mayo boy, good luck the rest of the way.
Yeah, that's... The Jets-Saleh stuff, it just feels weird. It feels like they're kind of waiting to move on from him, but also their schedule allows them to start out pretty good.
Yeah, the next month is, but now you got to go do it, right? It's one thing to say the schedule is easy. Now you got to go take advantage of it. And if you find yourself losing to teams like that, losing to the 49ers is one thing. The Niners are the class of the NFC. I think they're the favorite. They should be and are the favorite again in the NFC. It's one thing to look like that against the 49ers on Monday Night Football. You wanted more. But now you're playing the Titans, and if you don't turn it around and get to 1-1, again, I said it last segment with Arizona, the numbers historically for 0-2 teams making the playoffs are not good. So it doesn't seem like must wins. Oh, it's only the second week of the year. Like, the chances of climbing out of that hole, man, are not very good.
I have some. I had one note and nugget from week one that I didn't get to that I want to bring up on a Thursday going into week two. Mm. We did not discuss the fact that Brandon Aubrey like drilled a 66-yard field goal in that Cleveland game, but they got called for delay, and so we had a 71-yard possibility, and they didn't do it.
That was the highlight of the Sunday, honestly, when Scott Hansen was in the Red Zone studio making fun of Brady.
Because he didn't care that he made the kick. It was 66 right. yard. I was actually, the Brady one's fine. I was pissed at McCarthy. He made that 66-yard to the point where I'd be like, you know what? You can try 71.
Let him go for it, man.
Let him go for it.
Yeah, the game was pretty widespread at that point, yes. too, wasn't it?
Well, it was the end of the half.
That's right, and it was like 24-7.
They were blowing them out. Yeah. It was over. Going to be the last play.
See what you got. Breaking NFL record, man.
That would have been unreal to watch a guy make a 71-yard field goal.
Hansen was in the studio like, Brady's not, what is wrong with Tom Brady? This is a 70-yard field goal. Show some enthusiasm, Tom.
We had a 66-yard field goal, and we had an 80-yard punt. Special team. Seems quite special.
Hey, you got to be special on special teams.
You do.
Three phases, man.
You do.
Offense, defense, special teams.
We have a lot to get to in the final, or the second hour of the program. Look at me, I'm already concluding that the show's over. I'm ready for Thursday Night Football. No, we have a loaded second hour of the program. Jessamyn McIntyre is on the sidelines for Washington State. They got the Apple Cup this weekend. I'd like to talk a little Apple Cup. Where we had on the Apple Cup, Washington State, separated by just a few points, not the same thing as Oregon State. We also have the Pac-12 news. Oregon State, Washington State have planted their flags. They are after rebuilding the Pac-12. They've already got four schools, and they're going to build more. How should we view this? How should we feel about it? Beaver fan, how do you feel about it? Vancouver 4 text lines 503-864-6326. Hour number two, we kick it off with that next on The Van.